Jesuit Father Jerry O'Collins is the former Professor of Theology at the Pontifical Gregorian University and author or co-author of more than 40 books, his latest being called Jesus Our Redeemer. He explains why we are all Ash Wednesday people.
Years ago, I met a man who told me that he knew only one thing about Christians. It was something two of his friends at work did once a year. They both go off together at lunch hour, he told me, and when they come back, they have a little ash on their foreheads. What his friends did once a year was to go into a church on Ash Wednesday and receive the ashes. A priest will sprinkle a little ash on their foreheads and say the words, "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you will return." Ash on our foreheads shows us what we are, people of dust and destined to die. Dust stands for death and for things breaking up. Dust is not like the beautiful rocks we can dig up in the mountains or the lovely seashells we find along the shore. One speck of dust is just like another. It doesn't belong anywhere. It's barely visible and noticeable. In a way, we're all like that, mortal human beings heading towards death. Our lives can even seem pointless and meaningless, like dust about to be blown away. An Arab friend once said to me, "Our lives begin as a drop of seed sown in desire and end as a handful of dust." Thinking that way about the start of life is perhaps a good reminder of how fragile we really are. Why am I here at all? My mother and father need never have met. Circumstances could so easily have been different and never brought them together. 6 years into their marriage, without going into the biological details, another human being could have emerged to take a place in the world. But that new person would not have been me. I need never have existed. We're all Ash Wednesday people. We exist between a drop of seed sown in desire and our end, when we will become a handful of dust. Probably this is the last thing any of us want to be told on a fine Sunday evening. I can just hear my sister-in-law saying, "Jerry, would you please be cheerful and say something positive?" Now, I'm all for being positive. God is extremely cheerful and very positive too. But God is also realistic. We too must be realistic and come to terms with what we are. Death is as important as birth. But we're not just little piles of dust to be blown away finally on the wind. We are much, much more than that, because God loves each one of us and loves us with an infinite and faithful love.
That was Jesuit Father Jerry O'Collins. And now let's hear another reflection on the symbolism of the Ash Wednesday liturgy from Dominican Father Robert Ombres.
Liturgy means many things. Part of its meaning and its power is it's a drama that we act out in very significant, striking ways, beliefs that normally remain hidden in our lives. And Ash Wednesday, of course, is one of the most dramatic acting out of some of our beliefs. The ashes, the words of a priest in saying, "Remember, you are dust, to dust you will return," make us see in a literal way, make us, put us in touch, literally, with the meaning of a feast and of our lives, which are fragile, mortal, but under grace can be redeemed and preserved forever. And what we do on Ash Wednesday, in this dramatic way of receiving the ashes, of begging forgiveness, and of beginning acts of penance, we act out most intensely for one day what we'll then carry out for 40 days and, of course, all the year round. But we need strong reminders every year of what ought to be our normal Christian way of life. Traditionally, there have been, from the Bible, three elements to Lent, and therefore to Ash Wednesday: prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. All three have to go together. Each in isolation doesn't make as much sense, Christian sense, as it does with the others. And what they do, there are ways of asking, how do I stand with God? Prayer. How do I relate to my neighbour, particularly when he or she is in need? Almsgiving. And how do I regard myself? Fasting. So these are three ways of asking questions of ourselves, but not just in the head, but involving all of us in prayer, giving to the poor, and fasting.
That was Dominican Father Robert Ombres.